England, flinched by a quick raid. And that's the save of the World Cup.
That is the save of the World Cup. It's often been described as the greatest save of all time. And whenever a similar save happens in a football match, people will say, oh, that's a Gordon Banks type save from Pelé. And just in case you're not as old as me and you don't remember it, the ball came to Pelé in midair. Pelé headed it ferociously towards the ground. Gordon Banks dived and with his right hand scooped it from the ground the whole way up and over the crossbar. Have I described that properly, Chris?
I think you have, Frank. And I think the real skill in that there, as you say, the header was downwards. To get that strength in the wrist action so quickly to force it back up again over the crossbar, it just, you watch it almost every time and you still think it's going to go into the back of the net. And it's just an amazing save. And it's obviously, as you say, what almost has defined the footballing career anyway of Gordon Banks.
I remember Gordon Banks from the chewing gum cards when I was a little boy in school, and I remember him having, you know, the goalkeeper's jersey on, and we'd match him up with other Stoke City players or Leicester City players, depending on which club he was with at that particular time. You always think of him as being the England goalkeeper. And I also remember when he had the very serious traffic accident, he lost an eye in a car collision. He's one of those guys who, if you're of a certain vintage, you grew up with Gordon Banks and you are very aware of the heroic status that he'll be viewed under in England this morning.
Absolutely. I mean, as you say, that the car crash happened in 1972, but when you look at his club career as well, and you know, winning the League Cup on two occasions with Stoke City and Leicester, you know, not two teams that you would have automatically have thought would be up there winning League Cup titles. But it just shows how important a member of those teams he was, earning his first England cap too in 63. And then, never to be forgotten from the English point of view, the World Cup of 66, played all those games, culminating in that victory, of course, against West Germany in the final. So a wonderful, and in English football and in world football terms, a revered footballing career.
Seen as one of the great gentlemen of the game, he's 81 when he passed, 81 years old. Yeah. You always tend to think of goalkeepers whenever they were in the prime of life. But in recent times, when we would have seen him at a football match and the camera would have focused on him sitting at a Leicester game or whatever, you got the impression he was very elderly and maybe very, very frail. He will be looked back on as one of, I presume, England's greatest ever sporting heroes.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. And as you say, you know, we look at those pictures and see it from Pelé, the big, strapping, strong man that he was there. But, of course, age catches up with everyone, really. But, you know, to put it into context as well, you know, as well as all those other wonderful honours as well, named the FIFA Goalkeeper of the Year 6 times throughout his career. You know, how many people can say that there? And still, as you say, we saw him on television regularly attending the matches up until very recent times. That real love of the game just shone through, and the game loved him.
Gary Lineker saying, an absolute hero of mine and countless others. England's World Cup winner, was one of the greatest goalkeepers of all time and such a lovely, lovely man. And Gary Lineker, of course, would have known him very well indeed. He started his career at Chesterfield before going to Leicester and then on indeed to Stoke City. World Cup winning goalkeeper Gordon Banks, for marking his death today. I appreciate you coming on, Chris. Thank you.
Pleasure, Frank.
Chris Brennan with the detail on Gordon Banks. Your memories are very welcome indeed. Did you see him at Windsor Park that particular day? Did you see him at Windsor Park when George took the ball off him, went round him, stuck it in the net and it was disallowed? Were you there that day? Did you see that happen? Maybe we have commentary on that as well. 0289 0333 105.